Ty, I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice Series. There are many people who have in their dining room a break front in which they store their beautiful silver, their bechers, their menorah. Sometimes people have silver trays, which can be chametz stick. They can use it for chametz throughout the year, and they leave it in their break front. The question is, are they allowed to leave it there for Pesach? Are they allowed to have their Seder on Pesach while having their chametz stick of trays still visible in the break front? Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim and Sim Tafna and Aleph and Hilchos Pesach discusses what someone should do with their chametz stick of pots when it comes to Pesach. And the Shulchan Aruch interestingly says that you're supposed to clean them, which is its own separate discussion. But that in the Shulchan Aruch says that it's best to put them away. First, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Matzniyam bePesach, you should hide them, you should place them somewhere on Pesach, b'makom tzenua, she'ein rogel eilich shan, that you typically don't go there, k'dei shelo yovel yishtamish b'mePesach, in order to make sure, in order to ensure that you're not going to, by mistake, use them on Pesach." But then, the Shulchan Aruch continues and recommends, "V'tov l'sogram b'cheder, it's best to put them in a room, u'lahatzniyam aftech, to lock the door and hide the key," in order to make sure that you have to think twice, three times, maybe four times, before using these pots, so as to ensure that you don't, chas v'shalom, use your chametz tikka pots on Pesach. The Bach goes so far as to say that you're required to put them away in a separate room, and it's insufficient even to hang them close to the ceiling. Apparently, there's a very common practice that the Bach addresses, and all the poskim, the Taz, the Magnavram, all discuss this practice that people had. They would hang their pots and pans. Sometimes you see people hang their pots and pans over their sink, over the stove, and when it came to Pesach, they would hang their chametz tikka pots close to the ceiling, very far away. And the Bach says even that's usser. You have to put them in a separate room. Why is it? What's the problem? He references the Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara in today's daf discusses a prohibition that the rabbis enacted of reading from a lamp on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be kori la'or aner on Shabbos. Shema yata. There's a concern. Maybe you're going to tilt the lamp if the flame is going low. You're going to be over on lacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara, in the middle of Amud Beis, quotes from Rabbah that you're not allowed to have this lamp even 2 stories high, even 10 stories high. Even if this lamp is so far away, there's no concern. You can't reach it. You certainly can't get to there. There's still a concern. You're not allowed to read. Low plug. They didn't distinguish, and the rabbi said, you're not allowed to read on Pesach, on Shabbos, under all circumstances. There's a gzera shema yata. Therefore, says the Bach, that when it comes to these chametz tikka pots, as long as they're in the open, it's a problem. You have to put them away. You have to put them in a box. Put them in a separate room. You can't have them hanging. You can't have them accessible. Even if it's so far away you can't reach them, that's only a matter of distance. But as long as they're visible, as long as they're accessible to you, it's going to be a problem. You can't even have them hanging from the ceiling. So when it comes to our break front, in one sense, they're visible. But the poskim explained that as long as it's put away, as long as it's in a separate area, it's enough. As long as it's in a box, as long as it's in a separate room, it should be okay. But the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're supposed to lock it with a key and hide the key. Most people that I know, they put away their chametz tikka kelim, they put away their pots and pans in the cabinet, and they put some tape over the cabinet. But interestingly, Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Reb Moshe Feinstein both write, both are quoted as saying that that as well is sufficient. When the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're supposed to lock it with a key and hide the key, all we're really trying to do is create a hecker, create a circumstance, a situation in which before you use those pots and pans, the silverware, the utensils, whatever it is, you're going to have to think twice before you. And therefore, if you close your break front with tape, or your cabinets, or your drawers with tape, that as well is able to create such a situation in which before you open the drawer, you open the cabinet, you open the break front, you'll certainly remember that it's Pesach, and you'll remember not to use those trays or those pots or those silverware on Pesach.